Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not back in our normal home inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to that day, one day soon, hopefully. In the meantime, folks, if you've got issues with your bank, if they've gotten too big for, well, their britches, to use an old term your grandmama used to use. Seriously, if you're looking for a bank that's a little more personal in the way they deal with you, but they're big enough to be able to handle your needs, then check out Renaissance Bank. And here's the way to do it. Go to renaissancebank.com. Find their local office. They've got some 200 across the South open and ready to serve you, and then give them a call. And what you'll find is a live person answers the phone, or you get the voicemail for a live person, and they'll call you back. Imagine that. And make an appointment, go in and see them, and check them out. And I think you'll be glad you did. I can just only speak from my experience with the bank. It's been terrific. So Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Anita Henderson. And Anita is with The Right Image Consulting. Anita, welcome.
Thank you, John. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Talk about what you're doing there at The Right Image Consulting. And folks, that's W-R-I-T-E Image Consulting. Talk about how you're serving the folks out there.
Well, it is The Right Image, W-R-I-T-E, but it also helps you with The Right Image, R-I-G-H-T. I am known as the author's midwife. I actually am an author coach and a book publishing strategist, and I coach under the brand Write Your Life. So I walk hand in hand with those wonderful corporate executives and seasoned entrepreneurs, I'll say, who are interested in using book publishing as a marketing strategy. They understand that, you know, a book is like the new resume, right? It's your new business card. And it really is an entry point to the next level, actually the next chapter of what they're looking to do with their business or careers. So myself and my team, who are extreme professionals, take those clients from concept to completion of their book project. So we work on the content and then all of the minutia of it, the copy editing and all the publishing stuff, including the marketing. So we take it out of their head and put it into readers' hands or on their reading devices.
So there are a lot of professionals that are writing books. There's probably a factor of 10 times more that want to, and they've got a book in their head, maybe three or four in their head, right? So, you know, why is writing a book so important to business people?
Well, I think that nowadays people are starting to understand that it is a huge credibility booster. It is a phenomenal way to gain visibility, right? With a book as author of, adding to your bio, author of whatever, right? Is a huge credibility booster. Think about as you watch the evening news, cringe, or whatever news you watch, almost always the experts on those news programs have a book. They're author of something, whether they are also a journalist, a politician, an entertainer, an academic, whatever. These people have books. They are seen as the experts among us. They are the ones we see, we used to see them on stage as keynote speakers, but we may see them now virtually, in conferences and things. But it is a credibility booster. And I think the smart professionals among us understand that adding author of to your bio can get some doors open for you that weren't previously open. I mean, I've got tons of clients who that was their goal when they came to me. They had an idea. And it's interesting, you mentioned one idea, two ideas, three ideas, right? And that's one of the things we do. We help them narrow down what's the most important book for you to write right now, right? The others can wait. They'll come. But let's get to what I call the money book. Which one is going to equal some dollars for you down the road? And I think a lot of new authors these days, particularly the entrepreneurs, understand that adding a book to their marketing mix can also and should also add some dollars to their bottom line.
Now, you're talking about writing a book to help the business, as opposed to some people perceive they can write a book and they can make money off the book itself, that it becomes an income stream, you know, so forth and so on. Why don't you address that dichotomy?
Yeah, we all want to sell a million books, right? Everybody wants to be on Oprah's book club list. Everyone wants to be, you know, on the New York Times bestsellers list. And that's great. It's absolutely possible, all of that. I tell my clients that it's bigger than the book. It's really bigger than the book. What would you rather have? A $25 book sale or a $250 an hour client or a $25,000 speaker honorarium or a $250,000 contract, right? So your book can lead to either of that. If what you want is a $25 book sale, that's great. But my clients are thinking bigger than the book. And so that book, again, is an entry point to that hourly client, bigger contract, speaker honorarium, and those kinds of things. So think bigger than just book sales. You know, bestseller status and those things are wonderful. And we've had multiple clients get on bestseller lists and also earn awards, writing awards, publishing awards, and so forth. But what they're really looking for is to use that book to gain clients for their coaching or consulting practice, to get increased speaking honorariums. And, you know, even for those folks who are still in corporate America, to get promotions, get seats on boards that have been heretofore maybe a little bit distant from them. Now they're the expert. You're the one who's written the book on it, literally. So you are attractive more so as an author than you were before.
You know, you mentioned something there that appeals to the financial geek in me. So what you're really pointing professionals to, and this is particularly true for consultants, coaches, anyone in professional services, is that the business that they are in is a high margin, big ticket business. And that if the book is, and the books are a high volume, low margin, low ticket business, right? So why are you focused on that part? Use the low ticket side of it to build the more profitable side of your business,
it.
Right?
I saw that light bulb go on. Yeah, you got it. I had a client about maybe 5 years ago who was a corporate CEO of a global company, and he was eyeballing retirement. He's like, oh, I want to retire in about 5 years. And so I'm thinking, what do you want to do when you retire, right? A lot of people want to retire. They've got no idea. They think they want to golf and fish and all this stuff. He said, I want to be on the speaking stage. I want to be, you know, I want to do more of this public speaking. So I really think I should get this book done now. Now, he had been talking about writing a book for a decade, right? To the point that 10 years earlier, he had given a presentation at a university and he was talking about leadership. Someone came up to him after his presentation and said, oh, that was great. You know, great tips, wonderful insight. I'd love to buy your book. You have a book, right? And he said, no, but I'm working on it. Fast forward 10 years, he gave a similar presentation to another university. The same guy from 10 years earlier came up to him and said, hey, I saw you 10 years ago. You know, you great speech. You know, I know you've got your book out now. I'd love to buy it. Blank face.
Wow.
Crickets.
Wow.
And that's when he contacted me. I need to get this book out. We got the book out. Again, this was 10 years in the making, right? This is stuff he talks about all the time, these leadership principles. Mm-hmm. We got the book done within a year. Right before, I think, before he even got the books printed in hand, he was hired to speak at a corporate convention, was invited to bring his books. They paid him a five-figure speaker honorarium, and they purchased books for everybody in the audience.
Wow.
Wow. Wow is right. Guaranteed the previous other times that he had given that presentation, the audience walked away with a good feeling and a desire for a book. This time, they got a piece of him. He had some more to share. He had the book to give, and his honorarium was exponentially higher than it had been in previous years.
Wow. That's 10 years of lost opportunity there.
You got it. Do the math, right? I won't tell you the numbers, but just imagine. Do the math.
Anita's a financial geek too. I love it.
I am a financial geek too. I'm a word nerd, but I'm a financial geek too.
That is, you're a polymath. I love it. Anita Henderson is with us, folks. She's with The Right Image Consulting. So Anita, somebody's got that book in their head. They've already got an idea of what they want to write about, and they come to you. How do you assess whether the idea they've got in their head is one that translates into a good book?
I am looking for people who have an existing platform. And so by platform, I'm thinking that you've done what you want to write about. Like, you've done that. You've experienced it already. So if you're writing about leadership, you should have established some, you know, track record as a leader, and probably having also become known for that as your topic, right? If you are a business or branding or life coach, then you already have an established coaching practice. If you are a team leader or team building consultant, you already have done that for years, ideally. Which means you've also developed an approach to your topic, some process, some system, some insight and knowledge and experience doing it already. So I'm looking for individuals who've done what they want to write about. So you're not, now there's a way to write a book and sort of build your practice from that. But my clients are coming to me with experience already, that they have done what they're wanting to write about. They just need to now package it in the form of a book. So again, maybe they're teaching their methodology for how to do something. Perhaps they are sharing in a memoir lessons learned from whatever life experience that they've had. And ideally, they're looking to impact readers. So your book should change people in some way, right? They shouldn't leave your book the same way they arrived at it. And so my question to authors is, what do you want your book, what do you want your readers to think, to feel, and to do when they finish reading your book? It should change them somehow, right? I shouldn't close your book at the end and think, that was good, on with my life, right?
Right.
I want some inspiration. I want some action points. I want to, you know what's next to do. And your book should guide me in that. It shouldn't be a question mark. I should already know. I had a client who's an attorney a couple years ago, and he wrote a book. He calls himself a business divorce attorney. And his book is guiding readers how to separate from a business partnership and an unsatisfying business partnership. Mm-hmm. Life's Too Short for a Bad Business Partner is the name of the book by Bill Piercy. And he is an attorney. He has been blogging about this topic for years. He's, you know, practiced and litigated for years. And so he brought that to the table and understood that his book is a client getting mechanism, right? He was one, thankfully, who came to the table and wasn't like, I want to be on Oprah's bestsellers list. Instead, he said, I want to use my book perhaps as a leave behind, perhaps to get more visibility, and maybe even to get some more clients. And that's exactly what he's done. He's, you know, been featured on many podcasts. He's even been on Business Radio X.
Yes, he's been on our show. So yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he has used his book for the goal that he intended, and he already had a platform when he came to me. So it was a matter of taking the pieces, making a framework for what he had already been sharing with his clients and prospects, and then kind of weeding out the most, you know, relevant parts of his book and his content and his knowledge to make it really juicy and really relevant for his readers.
So let's say you come up with the idea, you know, what the book should be about. What's the process of writing the book look like? I mean, how do you take those years of experience and condense them, get them on the page?
Yeah, it takes some organization, right? Because we all have, hopefully at some point, we get to the point where we have all this knowledge. No one wants to read about your whole life, like every bit of detail.
You've
had a great life, John. We don't all want to read about everything.
Right.
So it really is about organization and it's about structure. And so for each of my clients, we begin with what I call a VIP day. We spend a day together. It used to be in person. Now it's virtually, but hopefully we'll get back to in person soon.
Sure.
And we really work on not only developing some content, the writing part, but we also lay the foundation for a good book. So we make a framework essentially for the book. We think about the most critical parts of the story that you want to tell. So we organize it. We think about who you're writing for because the audience is key. Who you're writing for drives every word you write, every word, every sentence, every paragraph, right? We're speaking to someone. So we need to know who our ideal reader is. We're thinking about the messaging that we want to communicate to those readers, the takeaway for the reader, and what's really relevant to get the point across. So that VIP day really is about the structure and the strategy, quite frankly, of becoming an author. And that's why I consider myself an author coach, not just a book coach. So I coach the author, not the book. And we really get to even the goals of the author. What is it that you really want? So like the previous gentleman who wanted to be on the speaking stage, we, you know, talked about how is this going to really shine a light for you so that when someone finishes reading your book, they know I want to hire him as my keynote speaker. For the attorney, they may read through his book and say, hey, I want to hire him as my attorney. So we need to make sure that we are charting a path, just like anything else you would plan out. You want to think with the end in the beginning, right? So that's VIP day. It's all about structure. It's all about relevance. We build a framework. We look at goals and we think about what the end result should be.
Now here comes the hard part. Getting words on paper, right? I mean, for a lot of folks, they struggle with that. And it's not just finding the time or the framework. It's just the struggle of getting words, that looking at that blank piece of paper, that blank screen.
That blasted cursor, right? It's just blinking at you.
Yeah, that you could almost hear pounding, right? Yeah, so talk about that, how you coach your authors through that.
I think with the writing, it is a very personal thing. People still, believe it or not, as adults, we still have kind of that a little monkey on our back from junior high school English class.
Yep.
When Mrs. So-and-so marked up our paper in red and our feelings are still hurt. Mm-hmm. And so having someone come to me and open up their writing ability, it takes a lot. You know, it takes some vulnerability, right? Very few of my clients come to me and say, you know, I'm a really good writer. I just need for you to help me, you know, structure the whole thing. Most of my clients say, I suck at writing. I'm terrible. And that's why I'm coming to you. And so I take them, hold their hand through the process and really focus on two things. I talked earlier about structure. Structure is really important. And I have a very simple system to help clients structure the book so that it makes sense, so that it's easier to write and it's easier for your reader to read. It totally makes sense. It's so simple and so easy. But then we fill in the blanks, right? We fill in the connective tissue, as it were, with something that we're all familiar with, something that we connect with from childhood, and that is story.
Mm.
Story is everything, even in a nonfiction book, right? So these are the true life stories. So you may tell me, John, that you're writing a book about, you know, how to produce a successful radio show. And we structure it that you're giving me these five key points, right, of a how to. But then we want to tell some stories to fill in the blanks. It's great that you've given me your five-step process. But guess what I'm going to remember when I close that book? I'm going to remember the stories. So now you tell me some success stories. You tell me some stories of the mistakes you've made. I want to know the hero's journey. We've all heard about that, right? You didn't just wake up and you became this awesome radio show host. You had to get there. You made some mistakes. You started out doing something else and you had to go through this journey. The ups and downs and the successes and the embarrassments and all of those things. I want to know the stories of how you got to be the awesome John Ray, host of Business Radio X. And so it's the stories. We really work very much on developing stories. And so I had a client years ago who was doing some speaking, a genealogist, and he was talking about his genealogy research and things like that. And genealogy just in and of itself is just full of stories, right? We're researching the people of the past, right?
Sure.
The ancestors.
Yeah.
And I worked with him to develop some of those stories. Tell me how you got to even be interested in this, you know, genealogy field. What triggered you? What got you going? Like no one, again, wakes up and just decides they're interested in all the dead people that came before us, right? We're, you know, how did you, what attached you to that? So we went through his whole journey of as a child, what he was like, and was he ever even interested in history at all, right? Those two go together, genealogy and history. Mm. And then some of the stories of the ancestors you've discovered and what that did to you emotionally. And so there's some great emotional stories, right? We get those, that creepy kind of feeling when we start thinking about great, great grandpa, so-and-so, and all of a sudden we're led down this track to discover something more. So it is really the stories that, that draw the reader in and really lead them to do the next thing that the author wants them to do. It's the story.
Wow. Great words here from Anita Henderson with the Right Image Consulting. And boy, if I were one of your clients, I'd have plenty of mistakes to talk to you about. But anyway, we'll get to that some other time. But but let's talk about, I guess, just, you know, you've gone through the process. You've got words on paper now in whatever way you've done that. And let's talk about how you get folks to the finish line, because that's the important thing, and how you kind of coach them. Because I've got to imagine there's a whole lot of abandoned projects out there. And one of your shining moments for that you help people with is really getting them past the hard part, which is halfway through and they want to quit or whatever, and you get them through to the end.
Yeah. Writer's block.
Yep.
Whatever you want to call it. Procrastination.
Yep.
Perfectionism. The whole nine yards. I get it. Right. Life happens.
Yep.
With every client I work with. Like their life doesn't end just because they decided to write a book. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't put the family on hold, the business on hold, your career on hold just because you decided to write a book. So 10 times out of 10, when I start working with a client, something comes up. Something, right? Something unexpected. It's never the end of the world, but it threatens to interrupt the process. And that's where they need me. That's where I come in as their accountability partner. And I determine from day one how to really motivate my clients. Some need a, you know, a stroke on the back, a pat on the back. It's going to be okay. We'll get through this. Some need a kick in the pants. Stop it. Let's get on with it, right? You're making yourself stuck, and I'm not going to let you stay there. For some clients, they need both at different phases of the project.
Sure.
But the idea is really to get to the end, right? Mm-hmm. To get from once upon a time to the end. And again, that's the value of VIP day. And that is that we can see the end and the beginning, right? We know what we're shooting for. We know when we leave VIP day, what the structure of the book should be, what stories will be included. We've even written some of those stories. And we also know what the author's goal will be, what the result, the end result, besides just the book, it's bigger than the book. What's the result? More speaking, more clients, whatever. And so it really is all about leverage. And it is really about staying focused on your why. Why are you doing this in the first place? So if you don't have a clue, and if it's just to feel good, that's probably not enough to push you forward. So during those difficult times, it's easy to just give up when you don't actually think about and have a concrete plan of what your why is and how you're going to accomplish it. So that's where a coach, the author's midwife, ideally, comes in to help push you forward. I know what it's like. I've written books myself, right? My own books. I've co-authored books. I've written books myself. I get it. I have used all the excuses in the book, literally. But I know how to also overcome those, and I can help my clients do the same. So it really is about focus. It's about thinking bigger than the book. It's about structure. It's about goal setting. I had a client come to me. This was a couple of years ago, and she she had tried to write her book, and she actually came to me with what she thought was a complete manuscript. Oh, I'm done, Anita. I just need for you to review this. Let me know what you think. So we did a VIP day. I took a look at her writing. And by the time we were done, she said, I'm embarrassed that I actually thought what I sent you was ready to go. If I had sent that book out and gotten it published without, you know, this process we've been through, I would have been embarrassed and I would have had to do it again. And so I tell my clients, when we work together and we get this book structured and get it complete and bring my team on to do the publishing part, once it's done, you never have to write this book again. It's done. Right? That book baby is birthed and it let it grow, right?
I love it.
Now it's time to market and let it do what you've expected for it to do. So the one great thing about that particular client is we did get through her structure and her framework. She did hire us to do her book publishing. And then within a year after she published her book, she actually won a book publishing award, and she was elated.
Wow.
This was an award that she was up against dozens of other books in her category. And she actually won a book publishing award, a book writing award. And she was over the moon. And it was well-deserved because she told some wonderful stories in that book. She's a retired a corporate executive, AT&T executive, and she wanted to write a book about legacy, Leave a Legacy That Counts by Terry Hudson. And she did a phenomenal job with her book. So that was her sort of retirement book, right? She had already retired. She wanted to do something more. She's a philanthropist and a speaker. And she got the results that she was looking for. So
that's awesome. Great story. So do you help with, the book is finished. Do you help with the actual publishing piece of it as well?
Yeah. Soup to nuts. Okay. Concept to completion. My superpower is the organization and the structure and the content, those words. I told you I'm a word nerd. I want the stories to come out. I want you to move me with your stories. And I tell my clients, if you can make me cry, if we get to the point that we develop a story so well that it makes me cry or it makes me laugh, then I know we've got the reader hooked. So my superpower is the content and the structure and the strategy. And then I bring on my team to do all of the other aspects of publishing. And so I work as the project manager on my client's book project so that they're dealing with me and I don't just, you know, drop them off with a bunch of other people. I've got a team working in the background to do the copy editing, which is something that is completely non-negotiable in my world. Unfortunately, a lot of independent published authors skip, believe it or not, they skip copy editing, and that's a big no-no in my world. So we have copy editors on staff. We do the cover design. We do the interior layout so that it looks professional. We handle all of the registration, which is your Library of Congress, the ISBN, the barcode, all of that stuff. We get it up on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. We set it up for a worldwide distribution, the whole nine yards. So that, right? So while I'm managing that part of the project, you get to go back to your life. You get to manage your business, your career, your family, whatever else you need to do. And you know you have a trusted team who is doing all the work to make your book awesome.
Wow. Great, great work here. From the author's midwife, Anita Henderson is with us, folks, and she's the owner of The Right Image Consulting and creator of the Write Your Life Author Coaching Program, which I guess is what we've been talking about. Or is
that, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. I would love it, Anita, if you would, I mean, you've shared some great stories. Speaking of stories, model what you speak, of. So thank you for that. But is there a success story you could tell us about someone who has maybe transformed their business because of a book?
Where do I begin? All of my clients have made some wonderful inroads with their business and their career. I'll tell you about a recent success story. This gentleman published in October of last year, and October of 2020, interestingly. He came to us with an idea. Again, someone who's in the corporate arena, who has made a career for himself as really a team leader, a great team builder. And I will say that he's such a great team builder. Actually, he is president of the Houston Texans NFL team. And he really, their business model has been structured based on his insights and his years of experience building teams. They've won awards year after year. So he brought that to the table. That's his platform. And he came to us with, I mean, we had so much content, I didn't even know where to begin. He has given presentations. We had PowerPoints. We had articles he'd written, which is great. That's the content that a lot of authors have. I tell people to mine your business, mine your content, because you have stuff already that can go into this book. So his name is Jamie Roots, and he brought that content to the table. We developed his manuscript. We had a wonderful VIP day. He went off to write. I shaped up his manuscript because first draft is always terrible. It will never be your last draft. Don't ever think your first draft is the last draft.
Sure.
But we shaped it up to really be something amazing. He's got some great stories in his book. Published it. You know, we did the copy editing and the layout and the cover design and everything. And he has gone on. He wanted to use this book really as a credibility booster for himself, as visibility for the business side of the Houston Texans. Right. He's the president of the company. So of the team. So he's over the business side of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also as a fundraiser for their foundation. So that book, after publishing, made it to the Wall Street Journal bestsellers list. Number two, after Barack Obama and Matthew McConaughey. He made it to number three on the Wall Street Journal bestsellers list.
Wow.
He also made it on the USA Today bestseller list. Mm. He was an Amazon number one bestseller internationally in I don't know how many countries. I can't remember right now. He has sold hundreds of thousands of books at this point. This was just months ago, and has raised, I haven't checked with him on how many dollars for the foundation of the Houston Texans. And so he has reached his goals. He has made a huge splash and a visibility for the team and for their foundation, and has done wonders for his credibility as a business leader, a team builder, literally. So he is certainly a success story. We hashed out the end in the beginning, in VIP day, we understood his goals, determined his result, and found, developed a framework and a pathway and a plan to get there. So he's a success story, one of many.
Yes, absolutely. And you've already told several other ones too, which has been great. So thank you for that. The author's midwife is with us, folks, Anita Henderson. This has been great, Anita. And I'm sure that there are all those folks that didn't get around to writing in the pandemic probably want to be in touch now because they've heard somebody that can solve their problem. So let's get to the most important question is how they can get in touch with you.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So all you people who, you know, were in the pandemic and thought, I've got more time than ever. I can't even use time as an excuse anymore to not write my book.
Right.
It's time. Time to get it going. You can reach me at writeyourlife.net. And of course, that's write, like you write your name, writeyourlife.net. You can certainly schedule a time to chat with me for a book strategy session. You can reach me on LinkedIn at Anita R. Henderson. You can also reach me on Instagram at Anita the author's midwife. So that's how you can contact me, or feel free to give me a call at 770-900-7097. Real easy. But easiest way is probably through my website, writeyourlife.net.
Anita Henderson, it's been a pleasure having you here. Thanks so much.
John, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some task that you need to get off your plate so that you can have time to write your book. You see how all this fits together, folks? So we're talking administrative tasks. We're talking about bookkeeping. Why are you doing your books when, like, you should be writing a book, right? Well, here's the answer. You call Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels and explain your problem. Her number is 770-442-9246. Now, if you're timid, go to the website and check it out, officeangels.us, and that's cool. Just call her. Call her because I use her services, and I know what she does for my business, and she makes it possible for me to do a whole lot of things that I couldn't do otherwise because she sends angels in to fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. It's catered to your particular needs. So explain what your needs are to her, and she will fix you up, and you'll be happy that you did. I promise you that. And tell her that I told you to call her. Folks, just another quick reminder as we close the show. Here's what I would ask for you to do. Go find our show, North Fulton Business Radio, on whatever podcast app you prefer. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. Give us a 5-star review. I'm asking not for me. I'm asking not for Business Radio X because we're going to be here. I'm asking for our guest because they deserve that love. And it helps people find the show so that folks that are interested in the services of great business leaders like Anita can find the show. So if you could do that for me, I would appreciate that and do it for them, really. And if you would like to connect with us on social media, that would be awesome. North Fulton BRX is the handle on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't know, maybe one or two others I don't even know about, but connect with us there as well. So for my guest, Anita Henderson, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.